Hey, Pentecostal day, we are not watching. When Satan decided to undress Christians, it was the Pentecostal he first went to. Now they claim that they are in the spirit, speaking in tongues. Mighty miracle signs and wonders were happening. Satan looked and said, I know what I will do. Disgrace all of them. Push shame upon them. I will naked all of them. They will be speaking in tongues, performing miracles, signs and wonders, but they will be walking naked. But how will I start it? He said, idea came. Let's start with the head. Tell them it doesn't matter. You don't have to cover your hair. When you're going to church, your hair is the covering. He succeeded in smuggling that gospel to the Pentecostal churches. Watch it. It's only Pentecostal churches that their women go to church with their hair not covered. You will see that in Baptist. You will see that even in Catholic. Only Pentecostal. They didn't know it's an agenda of Satan. And before you know what, when they succeeded in that, it became a doctrine. If you enter their church with your hair covered, you are odd. They didn't know where he was going, no? Before you know what, the pulpits were infested with, it doesn't matter, pastors. Coming to church, it doesn't matter. Before you know what, dress that you cannot wear to a governor for an interview when you are looking for work. People are wearing it to come before the great eternal spirit. Before whom every knee bows. The supreme deity of all deities. The Lord of lords. The King of kings. The only true God. Our maker. Who owns our last breath? They dress anyhow. People didn't know. It also started with the Pentecostal churches. That a man and his wife will own a ministry. The wife will be his deputy. People didn't know the agenda that Satan was doing. So, watch it. A woman naturally is natural. It's natural. It's not be seen. Now, so God make you. You are cautious of your appearance. Every true woman is cautious of her appearance. Yes. Mommy, you are going to address the women today. Eh? I'm going to address this dress. Is it okay? For house. Why? She's coming to stand before everybody. Therefore, she has to dress well. I hope this is okay. She could change 5 times for that occasion. No, you and your wife, you people are going to a public place. It's the same thing. You don't carry your shirt, wear the trousers, wear the in a button and the enter motor, they go. She's still inside. Let's go now. Ah, wait now. Then she will come out and want to do fashion parade. Is it okay? Now it's normal. It's normal. Now watch it. That's a good instrument in the hand of Satan. Now a woman that will come before a church of thousands and she's sitting at the altar and she's going to stand and talk to people. You know, she's going to be the pace setter for fashion. That is exactly. And that happens only in the Pentecostal churches. Because they are the ones that are dealing with Satan. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, I lose you. And then you are making caricature of Satan. Satan say, I know how to get you. And they started as, he doesn't care with Baptist, Equa, Coquin, NTST. NKST, Anglican, you know all those ones. You know, it doesn't have problem with them because they don't believe in miracles. They call them Orthodox. So, you know, they don't believe, just for God so loved the world. You know, it's okay. Don't bring those spirits. Don't speak in tongues. Here, are you crazy? Are you mad? So, Satan has no problem with them. The one where has small life. They started with them. The Bible says, a woman that lives in pleasure is what? Is dead while she liveth. That woman, not church. So there are several ways of killing you. Those ones, you don't kill them, finish. That's where witches and wizards are comfortable. Occultic people sit down there and they are the elders. They are already dead, just waiting for the day of burial. Now, you waste what get life. Okay, I'll kill you using pleasure. I'll kill you using fashion. And so what did he do? He put that woman there. I have attended a program of Chris Okote and his wife. I am mentioning the name because I saw it. Somewhere there in Archbishop Vernon Church, he came there. He entered there as a superstar. As soon as he entered, everybody stood on the wall. Hey, hey, woo, woo. And the superstar. And then he climbed the altar. And his wife, Gibichia, had the altar. Very high altar. And she wore miniskirt. And she was sitting. Give me that newsletter. Pastor's wife. Watch it. The fashion for that week or for that month is dictated by the mommy Jew. The type of nails she makes. The type of cap she puts on. The latest designs. Women who are into fashion design in that church. She's the one they use to advertise their products. They make a special design and give her. After service, mommy, where did you get this style? Then she will give you the complimentary card. It is Priscilla 1K Fashions Limited. Before you know what, in the church, women started wearing cloth, blouse that were short. Wait, I didn't tell you finish. They don't come out, scarf. The next thing he removed was shimmy inside. That was the next thing. I tell you before, even in the village, our mothers still wear shimmy. They wear it because if for any reason wind blow, something happen, rapper fall, uncle, there is something to cover up. That's the reason now. That's the reason. Men, we still wear singlets. Have we stopped wearing singlets? No. But our women now, then they wear shimmy again. Where was Satan going to? No more shimmy. Before you know what, they started going to church. The next thing they did was they reduced the length of the blouse. Just enough around the waist. Just somewhere here like this. I remember they are not wearing shimmy. The blouse they now wear short. Then they go to church. Everybody stand up and begin to speak in tongue. Oh, mama, mama, let's worship. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Apostle Paul said, we are not unaware of the device of Satan. And when you begin to see these things happen, Jesus Christ said, look up, your redemption is near.